I'm here like single while you serving. Know what I mean? Don't holler for your dogs if you ain't got a JPEG. Like, I mean, like, come on, yo. Like, yo, shit is crazy. I mean, Benji doing fucking numbers. Fucking numbers. What the fuck is numbers?
Benji about 12,000.
My boy, right? Andy right now, feeling it, man.
Independent, you 12,000 spins on that Pandora. So, you know, a nigga just trying to make some move happen. You feel me? It might not be shit to you, but that's my numbers. What's yours?
They love you right now. We're this passionate about the youth, that's why we bring you. We only want the passion. We only want the real. So what we're going to do, just, you know.
Only the real.
Dive into it. And
while we speaking on real, we, you know what I'm saying, this is what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? We don't do, we shouldn't be smoking the way we smoke, but this is what we do. It's the motherfucking spot. Y'all remember he said on goddamn, what movie was that with Eminem, goddamn. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. 8 Mile. I just got the Anchor to work. As you can see, that shit recording. You know what I'm saying? So introduce yourself one more time for the people on Anchor, because okay, this right here going to go live.
This is Eddie, right over London. You know what I mean? All 1900. That's just what it is. Like, and that's just what I do. Like, I'm just gonna give you consistent shit, and I'm gonna be an artist that you love to listen to. Right. I mean, that's just that. Mm-hmm. Like, simply, that's just that.
And who else we got? Who else we got over to the left of you?
Y'all already know what time it is, man. You hear me speaking as Man Made or Boss?
Man Made.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's to the treehouse.
It's that whole gang up in this bitch. You feel me?
Bye.
And niggas is working, B. That's all I'm gonna say. It's all motherfucking bag chasing. It's just like a trap. You better apply the same methods. Your hustle is hustle. It don't matter what you're hustling. You better get to it.
So, Eddie.
What's up?
Tell us about you. We'll take you.
Where you from, man? Where you from?
Well, okay, simply, it breaks down like this. Like, I'm an artist that. I always.
You spoke about something already, man. You right, man. You know what I'm saying? You right. You know what I'm saying? Get up on this deal.
So, our family here, we breaking bread, talking about shit. You know what I mean? Life shit, but. Yeah, let me, as I eat this leg. Begin. Like, no, it started out, though, like, okay, I grew up. Right. Buffalo 716.
New York.
Stand up.
New York.
Like, you know what I mean? I grew up Central Park Avenue, you know what I mean? Rodney Ave. But I grew up on the east side as well, you know what I mean? 64 Strike, you know what I mean? Shout out to y'all. Like, that's just where I came from.
Shout out to
you. And, like, the shit that I've seen, like, it's a fucking jungle out in this world, right?
Yeah.
But what's one thing that's going to bring you peace when you think about the jungle? I mean, there's some shit that might not even bring you down from having the craziest type day.
Yeah.
But what's the one thing that might bring you down? You just might be like, all right, chill. What's that?
A loss, man, a loss. For me.
Yeah. Loss?
Loss or something will bring you down to the jungle.
No, but what's the one thing that might soothe you through that shit?
Get me through it.
The
music of the
jungle. That's that. Yeah. And that's that. And that's what I came from.
That's what you come from.
That's where I came from, and that's what lives in me. Like, my father was doing shit, like, you don't fuck with him, you know what I mean? Like, but it is. That's a different story in his hands.
Your mama's favorite.
That's a different story within his hands. That is a different story within his hands. But yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the shit that got me through this shit.
Right.
Music.
Right.
Like, and I just started out listening to music, listening to different artists, like, Biggie,
yeah.
Tupac,
influences.
Red Man, Method Man, even Old Dirty Bastard. Like, when he was going crazy, it was a time I was thinking like, oh damn, ODB about to take over the whole fucking big thing. You know what I mean? Like,
crazy,
yeah, going crazy to listen to different artists like DMX.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? T.I. when he first dropped that, you know what I mean? The first trap music of everything.
Right.
And then to listen to Jeezy.
Right.
To listen to Weezy. Like, you know what I mean? It's just different inspirations along the way.
So
I can name a list, like, you know what I mean? Fab is just, you know what I mean? Monstrous. Like, but at the end of the day, I listen to everybody and inspire me to do bigger things. Like,
right.
inspired me to just write greater.
Yeah.
And what age were you when you put the pen to the paper?
Yeah. When the first time you was like, man, I'm dope. I'm a goddamn dope.
When you feel like you...
I was 13.
13.
Shout out to Ashley. You got my first mixtape. Like, bro, listen. That's a different thing than this tape. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would take, like, tapes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this. I'm 31 years old. And I mean, there's no real shit. And I mean, this is real shit that I'm giving to you. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to pretend to be a younger artist than I am. Like, I make music. But, yeah. I would take tapes and I would make mixtapes and shit like that. And I mean, just for freestyles on the karaoke machine and different shit like that. Giving this shit out. But then I wrote this shit called Trina.
Trina?
It was called Trina.
With a baddest bitch?
With a story. But, and that's the shit that made me, like, love hip hop. Like, it was hip hop at first. And I mean, like, but you get with the times. And I mean, shout out to my young niggas. There's a lot of young niggas that I fuck with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a generation of rap. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody, the torch is going to get passed off at some time. Just keep up in your way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's what it is, man. Like, I may be talking a lot, you know what I mean? But I'm just trying to give you the real. Like.
And so,
I started out in a group.
Word.
I started out in a group, YFF. Honey, I know you lot. You my bro. I mean, I rap for you every day. You inspire me in a way.
Ring.
You do too. It was a group. YFF.
Word.
Young Fly and Flashy. Like, did shows in Buffalo and shit like that, opening up and shit like that. Doing what we doing, like, so I started out in the group. And from there, I moved down here.
What?
Charlotte, moved back down here, and
how long you been there?
This has been right over London since. You know what I mean, my honey came up with it.
Yeah.
Before he got pinched, you know what I mean, he doing the bed. 23, year of the Jordan, you come out. You know what I mean, but yeah,
it wasn't for you, man.
And that's just what it was. Like, yeah. You know what I mean, so now I'm rapping for two.
Right.
I mean, so that's just what it is.
For the crew, man. I feel it, man.
So is that pretty much your thought process when you go in? Like you said, you do this every day off of the strength, you know what I'm saying? So when you go in, when you writing down, I know you say it's a strong inspiration from the Method Man's and the T.I.'s and the Jeezy's. Like, what's your thought process when you get something? Like, what is it that make you be like, man, this shit, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm going to write about. This is how I feel. Is it like a raw emotion? Is it some shit that you like, this shit been on my mind all day, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's what it is. The best music is made, some of the best songs was made off of, some of the best songs was made off of just pure inspiration, pure time feeling, like at that moment, that was supposed to be that.
Yeah.
I mean, and when you do that,
can't lose, really. When you do that, you can't lose. Speaking of which, Homer lost his cigarette. That basically what it is, just a natural feeling. We recorded enough, you know what I'm saying? We made a lot of magic that we don't even wear. We just sit on. So is that basically what that is, just like a raw emotion? Just like you just get in, like you inspired me in a different type of way when it comes to it, like just letting that raw emotion out.
The chicken, I forgot the beer, man. Damn.
At that very moment, my fault. Hey, I didn't mean to cut you off, dog. You choked out of it real quick. My fault.
Yeah,
I asked the question. My fault. Damn.
Yeah,
moving fast.
We all at home.
It's really just all capturing, bottling everything up in the moment. Yeah. It's about the moment you can't miss it. And, you know, from there, you just keep moving. I said, like, you never gonna stop having moments. That way you can always record.
Yeah.
So it's like, absolutely.
While we got cool last minute talking, we don't talk. Tell us about your album. How y'all doing? How this come about?
Hey, yo, you know what? Me and Bro know the real story, but it's some fuck niggas involved and we ain't even gonna talk about it.
So me and niggas met up through some fuck shit.
Basically. Keep it short and simple. Like, the middleman, bro, they were just on some other shit. He was dealing with the middleman, I was dealing with one, and we like, fuck, cut him out.
You gotta do that. The real side of the real, man.
They know who they is, though, when they see this shit. We ain't about to say no name.
Hey, don't. Well, nobody, no fame that don't need.
And that's just what it was. Like,
he could add on.
We linked up, and it's been linked up ever since. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, to say, like, me and this man captured the moment the best together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes to music, like, and it's been a lot of songs. Like, I could, like, we could play you out for a couple hours, like, of music. You know? It's just like, and it's all not, like, released yet. Like, I mean, some of it is out there, like, Fendi and Chanel.
Or,
you know what I mean, Fly Away. You know what I mean? That's, that's out there. What's the one on iTunes? Shout out Zay. Zay Slangy.
Shout out to the Wolf. That's called Grinding.
Grinding is out there. Like, but that's the three you got. And three?
Don't look that up too.
Three? Look up Grinding. Shout out Zay. I mean, y'all over there at Platinum Post, y'all doing your thing. Shout out Slim. I mean, shout out Mel. Shout out everybody doing their things over there. Like, it's just respect. It's just respect where respect is due. Shout out Wade, I can never forget you. Me and Wade made so many tracks. He produces right here. Like, speaking of Wade, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's just different people I choose to, you know. Now, it's been a lot of holdbacks, you know. Yeah. It's been a lot of holdbacks. You know, when you get to a certain point and you're going to a certain level, it seemed like some people want to record you and just disadvantage all that shit. And I mean, because it's about money to them.
Right, right.
I mean, so they just rushing through the
shit.
Of course. Yeah. But it's frustrating because you as an artist, like, you know how it's supposed to sound. And when it don't sound like that, like, now y'all, like, in the struggle, it's like, yo, I just bust this down in 3 minutes. Like,
what?
And I'm giving you time just to mix.
Do your shit.
Just mix, and it don't come out that way sometimes.
Right. So let's switch gears a little bit.
Yeah.
While we got this playing in the background, let's get to the new album.
Hold on.
Okay.
Keep going. Hold on. I know what you got. Stop. You got to go. All right.
So we got the new album coming up. We had one last year.
No Fooling. Right over London, No Fooling. Yeah.
April 1st last year, right?
Yeah.
All right, so tell us a little bit about
that. You caught me out here pressing crazy copies, not me at Platinum Plus, like, I mean, putting them hours, I mean, like.
Starting now?
Ask the question again, because I just started the video. It was at 29 minutes. I was watching this right here, so it was about to stop anyway. So it's a fresh video right now. You got to ask that question again so the camera catches.
So we got a new album coming out.
Yes.
The first one came out last year, the first.
Yeah, No Fooling. Over London, No Fooling.
All right. Yeah. Let us know about the one that's coming out unnamed right now, right? No album title?
Yeah. Right now it's untitled. It's coming out. Like, that might be it. I mean, like, it might just speak for itself.
D'Angelo.
But, I mean, like.
Shirt off, that camera up.
Yeah, but, I mean, something like that. But, yeah, it's just capturing a vibe. I mean, that we're just giving you a preview, like, what it is, like, 1900 music.
So, Man is on it also?
He produced the whole album.
He produced it too.
I mean, that's just what it is.
Word.
Like, yeah.
So, like, what was the inspiration behind it?
It's just, we realize that all this music we make, like, we can bring you track after track after track, but like, it's time really to apply pressure,
right?
And that's just what we're trying to do. Like, you know what I mean, like, it's gonna be consistent drop after consistent drop. They already been dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean, you got the Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Lincoln. You know what I mean? Go find that. Like, go find that. This is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, bruh's dropping consistently. You know what I mean? Like, I have to drop consistently. Six have to drop consistently. Bam, I have to drop consistently. It's just a team effort.
So, now, so for people that don't know, that's first time
listening
to
you. Knowing of you.
Knowing of you. What type of artist are you?
What do you classify yourself
as? Yeah, what do you classify that?
Direction.
It's just life.
Life.
I'm like the life of the moment type artist. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I give you life.
So no limitations.
I
won't
say no names, but
yeah, it's no limitations.
Your lover boy.
I make some of the best tracks because bro know how to produce me that way, you know what I mean, when it comes to that, you know what I mean, like, we're going to be some crazy shit.
Who is your favorite vocalist then? Like, with you hitting them notes and being a lover boy, who is somebody that you like, that nigga dope? You know what I'm saying? Me personally, when I listen to Chris or Trey songs, I'm like,
and that's that. Who I inspired to be on the track with?
Yeah.
Chris, if me and you can get on the track, Brown.
Breezy.
Like that last joint, you heartbreak moon, a full moon, something like that. I mean, like the 40 track joint.
We know.
Chris, right. Yeah.
We got a bunch of songs.
Yeah, man. Yo, that shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's who I would want to be on the track with. And some people that's gone out here.
Yeah.
So, but before then, because you did mention that you're older, like Chris Brown. So, like, when you were younger, did you listen to R&B or was it more rap?
Being from up top.
It was everything. Like, yo, I was always the kid that was allowed to chill with the older people.
Yeah.
So it was like I'd be at parties. Yeah. I mean, like, I'd be just chilling in the corner, right? And they playing Al Green and all type of shit. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, know what I mean? Marvin Gaye and shit. Yeah. Like, know what I mean? Like, okay. Know what I mean? Just cooling. Like, know what I mean? Okay, this is some good music. Know what I mean? Rick James, know what I mean? Like, all type of music. Like, know what I mean? So, I was always allowed to chill with the older people. Know what I mean? I was born in 86.
Right.
Know what I mean? I'm just giving you the real me.
But you know, a lot of older heads, that's what they say. They, you know, even a bunch of the music gurus, like, they stick to find a lane, stick to it. You know, they stick to that word, find a lane and stick to it, because it's enough trap music out here. It's enough of this. If that's not true, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It takes something in an artist to realize that they kind of got to sway away from the tide right now. You know what I'm saying? We know what the wave is, but you got to get on your own tide if you do that. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that fans respect the most. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a outside looking in at somebody that's worked with you, I respect that also, because you got to stick to your gut. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, who you said that if you could work with somebody, you would work with Chris, right?
Yeah.
Is it more, what would it be that you feel like would make you want to work with Chris? Would it be like you getting in there and catching a vibe and just seeing how he's done it before? Would it be just trying to pick up on different game that he got? Or is it like an all coming up?
No, because he's just an all-around artist. To me, he's the best artist of his century.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, I feel like if I want to work with somebody, I want to work with somebody who's the best.
That's good. That's crazy coming from somebody that's a little bit older than him.
Yeah.
And seeing somebody younger, you know what I'm saying? So, respect the Breezy, man. Respect the Breezy.
Yeah. Yeah, all the time you want to work with. All the time. As far as you can think about it.
Oh, Mike.
Mike. Breezy Mike. Hey, crazy comparison, and that's just what it is. That's just real shit right there.
Now, I'm not into music thing like that. I don't make no rap, but recently I feel like Prince, man, and Rick James, bro.
Rick, definitely.
Rick was gonna give you some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He come from Buffalo, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Rick was gonna give you some shit. You know what I mean? Like, he was gonna be next on my list, yeah.
James,
definitely.
James Brown. Yeah,
James Brown for you?
Yeah. Yeah, man. James is going to get on the stage and start moving.
And tell everybody what to do.
Basement! Boom! Snare! Fire! Ah! Hit me!
You know what I'm saying? So, he turned the fuck up. But, yeah.
All the time. All the time, would you like to work with? It's all back in the thing. Anywhere out for any R&B artist, country singer, whatever.
Probably Pimp C.
Pimp. I got a question for you. Now that you say Pimp C, and this isn't, you know what I'm saying, RP to Pimp C, but, and we was talking about the game, yes, and we was talking about trap, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I want to bring this up,
bring
but
up,
I will bring it up. I will bring it up. P, we respect Master P, no limit, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all heard the story about when P pissed the whip, Pimp, right?
Nice.
Y'all never heard that story?
I never heard that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That shit happened.
Pimp was what?
Man, they say Pimp was, they say Pimp basically got on stage and said, fuck no limit, boom, 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 and it was some shit. I don't even want to talk on it because, you know what I'm saying, RIP to Pimp, and that's just something you want, but it is, that's crazy though. That's just, that's how the game is, you know what I'm saying, it's so many emotions is tied into it, and you know what I'm saying, it's like, they were saying that pretty much.
This game yeah, really on?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
great. I'm glad you said that because that derailed me from that. I don't even want to talk about that shit. RP Pimp. Big ups to Master P. Big ups to Pussy. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to. That's just some real shit we want to think about, man.
What's it, man?
If y'all never heard about that, then goddamn, you know what I'm saying? That's some G shit right there. But, sports. Sports. We, you know what I'm saying? The Carolina and Duke game on right now. It's the semifinals, right? Yeah.
In New York.
You know what I'm saying? Like, did you grow up a sports head? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? You did you?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Let's see before all we get into that. Who's gonna win?
Duke, Carolina.
Oh man.
You in Carolina, yeah. Ooh.
I gotta give it to my team, man.
No, no, no,
Blue Devil, man.
Oh.
Blue Devil, man. We got
this interview just ended.
Over. God. Yeah, that's the shit.
Listen.
You know what?
That's the shit.
Blue Devil. Ooh.
Man.
I got a drink on that.
Being a Blue Devil fan, say something about yourself.
Blue
it says something about you, man. It says something about you, dog.
Say,
that's why you're that's why you're here with your tie and your spiffed out. I see it now. Now I see you like Duke, man. You like Duke. Damn, dog.
Damn,
dog. But nah, so Duke is your favorite basketball team in college, right? Yeah. Respect though. Respect ACC. You know what I'm saying? It's a goddamn triangle thing. Shout out to North Carolina, because that's where the fuck we at. Who is your favorite football team?
My favorite football team, Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech College, what about league?
Huh?
What about your league?
In the league? Yeah. Oh, it's right where we at.
Carolina?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that trade that happened today?
We're not going to go there. We traded our cornerback for a player that was going to get released.
Soon. Very soon. Did y'all welcome him with open hand arms? Did y'all
say released? We could have got him in the free agency.
A little bit of that
money. Corner.
You see what they got for Landry? The Browns? The Browns traded 2 draft picks for Landry.
The Browns?
Great. The Browns, they have been making moves.
No. Quick. No, Rams.
What the Rams do?
The Rams got Talib and Marcus Peters.
Oh, shit.
And they signed them. Yeah.
That's the Legion of Boom.
I just can't believe y'all got a washed up receiver. Not a washed up receiver.
No, wait a minute. No, he's not. He's 29.
He's a little in the league.
29.
League wise, he's a little bit older than fella.
He's 29.
He's not what y'all needed as a spark of.
No, he's not what we needed to trade our starting cornerback for.
So
because he was about to get released.
Y'all going for Richard Sherman?
That might have been what y'all were trying to do.
Which I still would have won my number one with Richard Sherman coming out the ACU.
I'm not gonna talk on that, but yeah.
What you got?
I'm not gonna talk on that. I ain't gonna jinx nothing. Now that's what I'm thinking, but that's just
enough of the sport. What? Back to the movie. Enough of the sport. Sports drives you though. It drives you sometimes. It's universal.
Sport,
yeah, but what? Speaking of driving you, what drives you as an artist? What drives you when you do the music? I know you say you know your partner
to give the okay.
When I check in,
especially when Manor's on the ship, but that's always. Know what I mean? When I check in, it's like, I think about it and I'm like, yo, I gotta get the best hook, the best, know what I mean, verse in my life.
at this point in time. Like, and that's what I aim for. Like, when I really pen something that's like, yo, I don't care if it was me. If it wasn't me who, let me say this, like, it's, I would listen to this. Like, even if it wasn't me, like, this is like one of the best shits I heard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I try to do. That's what I try to do.
Any, like,
but I mean, it's times that we check in and it's just a straight, it's about the moment.
Yeah.
It's about the moment, like, and capturing the moment. You might be like, what'd he say there? Damn, how you combine that with that? It was just, not mean, at the moment, not mean, like, it's been a lot of songs that you're going to hear off this first project where it's just that point in time, that moment, capturing that moment, and it's not written down, it's not rehearsed, it's, not mean, I'll say this, and, like, all right, man, know what I mean, like, catch that, and then mix that with that, oh, okay, let's go, I mean, like, but I ain't going to give you the whole, like, rundown, know what I mean, but you can interpret more on that shit, man.
Just listen to the music.
Yeah, basically.
You gotta hear it. Make you get it done, like.
So, from your last project to this project, how you think you've grown? What's the difference?
Is it more pain, more comfort, more of an artist, more of a, I've gotten more of my voice?
It's because at this point, like, okay, I can just rap about life. And it's just more life come at you, so you have more to talk about. Like, just more life come at you. And more different type of things make you feel this way in this type of moment. And I mean, it's a lot of moments since then, since my last project. And if you capture the moment of a lot of moments, like, if you think about over a year, then that's a lot of moments to capture.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of time and, like, a lot of space to take up. And so if you're an artist and you grow and you're trying to, like, just reach different levels, you're trying to reach different people, you're trying to, in this song, you might try to, all right, this moment right here make me feel this type of way. Like, hold on. All right, let's try to switch it up and go some, I mean, go this whole way different left. I mean, left field, like, and then it'd be like, all right, let's go. And then that's a different moment in itself. Like, so, like, that's just all, that's all we trying to do. Like, it's, like, moments in time. So I mean, you can hear some shit where I'm talking about, like, I mean, like, I mean, acting like Donald Trump, you're the president, fuck it, you told him my residence, you know what I mean, like, you know what I mean, like, different just moment in time like that, like, who's to say 4 years from now Donald Trump not gonna be here, like, you know what I mean, like, my, what? No, he got like 3 years left or something.
Hopefully,
like
the motherfucker.
No, I mean, yeah, that's after the next, the next president. Hopefully, he's gone. But no, I mean, like, yeah, no, I mean, like that. That's just, I mean, capturing that moment in time and like just different type shit. Like, no, I mean, just, no, I mean, all the people that rest in peace in the school shooting. Like, that made me feel a type of different type of way. Like, no, I mean, so it's all different moments in time to capture. Like, yeah. Make sure you capture it because you don't get them seconds back.
Yeah, you don't.
Know what I mean? Like, so that's what I just try to think about as an artist. Like, you know what I mean? On that standpoint right there. Just try to capture the moments you never can get back.
So is the
anytime you step in the booth.
How big is the struggle, is pain as an artist? Like, the everyday turmoil of trying to figure out how to maybe market or how to push yourself more so to do it every day? Because sometimes I just think, you know, testimonially, I can say sometimes things get discouraging, you know. So yeah, as an artist, how, yeah, what is that? What do you do to channel that struggle? Like, what is it that the music does to you to just keep you motivated?
It, sometimes I feel that way because it's like you could put in, like, you could be an artist that put in,
don't sleep,
put in 2,000 songs.
Yeah, don't sleep.
Put in 2,000 songs, never, like, and then those 2,000, like, hardly ever get heard except for people that you know and stuff like that. And they'd be like, man, like, even those moments in time, you feel like you captured the whole complete moment and it never got heard. Like, and that's the thing that I'm afraid of the most, yeah, never getting heard.
Yeah. You know, like, they say,
as an artist,
they say Black Youngster, when he recorded Booty, everybody in the studio hated it. everybody in there was, man, fuck this shit, man. But I'm mad at him. And he tried to push that song the most. And one thing he said was he'll wait now. People say wait that 2 to 3 months, 3 or 4 months for a song. But he's like, man, I'll wait 9 months. I'll wait a year. Because you don't never know when it's going to pop. You know what I'm saying? So I feel you on that. You just don't never know when something's going to happen to make you be like, all right, all this work, 2,000 worth of songs is actually going to come to fruition today. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Who's to say what fruition is? You feel me? And that's the biggest thing. Because ultimately, like you said, you do this for your sanity. Like, you do this because this is
part of you. That's what it is. Like, I can capture the moment in time and just let that shit off in the booth. And it's like, I got so much, like, energy released off of me that, like, I'm content with that. You know what I mean? I'm content with that. Like, that's what that took. Like, and as being an artist, like, sometimes you accept that.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you accept that. You know what I mean? Like, you take wins and losses.
Wins and losses. Free me.
Yeah. I mean, free him, man. Like, free that man. It does. It does. Your wins come with losses. So, like, it's just you got to keep going. You got to keep going as an artist. You do. You really do. Even when you're hearing different downfalls, like, you're going to keep doing this shit forever, and it's never going, like, this is what you do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I gave up, you know what I mean, relationships with my child's mom over this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because it's like, if you don't believe in what I believe in, then, you know what I mean? Like, it take belief around me, you know what I mean, to make me try to prosper.
My peace is everything.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean, like, if it's no belief there, then I love you to death, I'm going to take care of my responsibilities, but, you know what I mean, it's reaching that dream, and one day it's going to come, you know what I mean, it's going to come there, and everything going to pay off for the whole team, and then we're going to be like, yo, this is what we signed up for, and it's, you know what I mean, now we good.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So, and that's just how easy it comes. Like, know what I mean? Like, but you just gotta keep your grind consistent.
What you think is the lack, what you think is holding back the North Carolina scene?
Unity. Unity. Like, cause it's no reason, like, I know a lot of talented people coming out of, I mean, coming out of North Carolina,
right.
Charlotte, Buffalo, where I'm from.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure my bro knows some people where he from. I mean, shout out to
City.
I mean,
the Manor, 1900. That's another episode because we got that for you too, baby.
6Q, I'm sure you know people, a lot of people from Greensboro and. Yeah, my man right here though, my man 6Q. Crazy receiver supposed to be in the NFL. Now that we're going down each other. Listen.
I didn't tell y'all, but I told y'all nigga.
I got a G on any nigga that think he's gonna try to not me.
Can't hold me.
Know what I mean? No. Listen, me, from the line. Put your foot on the line, man. My man 6Q, goddamn, I got a G on every. I had a G for every bump on your face.
On your face, nigga. A G on every bump on your face, nigga. I need to punch you an ounce or something. You looking bad over there, bitch. Looking bad over there, bitch.
I can justify, man. He was top five in the city all the time, man.
Hey, man. Listen, man. But speaking on that, it's something great, you know what I'm saying, within the lineage, within our culture. You know what I'm saying? Black Panther just came out. We just had an excellent Black History Month. We had Black China. We had Black Youngster. We had Black Panther. We had everything. Black goddamn ink. Everything was going crazy. Goddamn Black History. Everything was black. And you know what I'm saying? So with the lineage.
Shout out Huey Newton.
Huey P, man. Bobby Seale. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Black Panther came out on
February 16th.
Shout out Huey.
Who was
my birthday? That was my birthday.
No,
was it Huey Newton?
No, Black Panther family.
Huey or Bobby Seale? Even Bobby Seale and Huey. Well, like you said,
shout out Huey.
A lot of people don't know about that original Black Panther movie.
They don't know.
Panther movie.
They don't know. Shout out Huey. Shout out Huey. You made this possible.
A.J. Johnson. A billion. Big Partisan. Go peep that shit.
One half week.
You know what I'm saying? Go peep that shit.
One half free lunch.
At all.
Free breakfast.
Free breakfast. Shout out Huey. Yeah.
But where we, you know what I'm saying, where we from is a culture with the greatness that, you know what I'm saying, we wake up with every day feeling a different type of challenge or obstacle from the outside. You know what I'm saying? that lineage that you feel. Talk on, you know what I'm saying? Talk on that greatness that you feel within yourself to even keep you. What is it? You know what I'm saying? What is it about you that makes you just be like, man?
That comes within itself. Like every day you wake up in this world and you black and free, you could do the things that like your ancestors, you know what I mean, paved the way for you to do out here in this world, then you good. Like I sometimes people get it like misconstrued, like, oh, life ain't this way, life ain't that way, but life was a whole lot fucked up for other lot of people, you know what I mean? So I mean, like, so, I mean, that's just what I try to, I mean, as an artist, I mean, that's good to, I mean, touch on, too, like, know what I mean, like, because shit been a lot of fucked up different ways for different people, know what I mean, like, your life is good compared to some shit a motherfucker led through, like, know what I mean, that's why Pop put out Brenda's Had a Baby, like, know what I mean, because, know what I mean, shit get crazy like that, like, this world is fucking crazy, dude.
What do you think about the new school, when you just brought up Pop, the it's a new rapper, Lil Xan. I don't know if y'all heard that one, right? Y'all heard that
one?
Mexican kid. Probably used the word nigga a lot. But I mean, that's what he's been heard. But did you hear what he said about Pop?
I've heard.
Basically said he didn't have no clout. He said he gave him a two, like, you know what I'm saying? He thought he was a two. Like, a whole new generation.
What we're preaching about, like, capturing the moment in time. They wasn't there when Pop captured that moment in time. So you get what I'm saying? Like, they really don't understand because they wasn't. They can watch videos and like, oh, and make their own judgment. But you weren't there when he captured that moment of time.
Yeah.
So that moment of time, only if you live through it,
you know it.
You know it. So, and I don't take nothing from these young artists that say stuff like that because you can't help that moment. You weren't there for that moment. So, and...
But has the game lost its sense of respect? Because it doesn't matter if you grew up...
They only respect them what they seen.
But when you grew up...
That's just what it is. It's like, listen. Okay, you was born, and you hit the block, and you like... Yo, I seen this nigga get money. I mean, I seen this nigga do that. I seen Pop come out, and I mean, like, you respecting what you seen at that moment. But then you would hear some shit about, oh, yo, this nigga used to do that. You like, fuck that, my nigga, know what I mean? What's the name? Do this and that. I mean, that's just come with the moment in time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So I don't, like, judge the younger youth artists and stuff like that for saying things like that because... It's like you didn't capture that moment in time, so you don't even know. That's just what it is.
Is there a respect boundary, though? Because we always respect Melly Mel and Cowboy and Kool Ace just because of what they did in that era. But we will always respect.
We're the last of it, though. I feel like we're the last of that generation of respect. Now it's more of what you're doing now.
They respect.
And I feel like
Pop
to them now is different. Pop was talking about a real struggle. Now it's
more that struggle is gone. But you still have to kind of give, even though
that shit ain't gone, it's different, man. Think about it. It's different.
And that's where you bring it in as an artist. So now you can do some shit like, I mean, where you capture that right moment in time. And by you living in that moment in time like there, it's like you can make a younger artist be like, yo, I fuck with what you just said.
Right.
But in your mind, you like, I just came at it like Tupac would have did. Right. You know what I mean? Like that type of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, or so any type of flow. Like, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm getting.
That's where I'm getting. Deliverance.
Yeah.
Flow.
Exactly. So now you giving it to the youth.
Right.
And they're like, you know what? Let me approach this next verse differently.
Right.
Know what I mean? Like, and now they keeping it going. Know what I mean? And that's just all I want. Don't never let it die.
Right.
Don't never let it die.
Yeah.
Don't never let it fucking die. And that's just where I'm at. That's just where I'm at. Yeah. Yeah. That's where you're starting to get a lot of these, know what I mean, different samples. Now, well, I mean, you get these samples and you be like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
You heard that in there? Like, now I mean, so.
That song. Sometimes I don't think.
That nigga Lil Xan probably fucked with
just feel like that's a lady.
Kendrick, shout out. Shout out Kendrick, man. Shout out Kendrick, man. Look who he is fucking killing shit, man.
Dang, God, he got passed down. The face change. Don't get it.
Don't take what I was saying as anger. I was just saying on a general respect. As general respect, you come on the streets, you know a nigga got them put in work before. You know that's an OG. Somehow, some way, other people fuck with him. And I don't have to fuck with him per se and what he did, but ultimately, I have to show him some sense of respect as an OG.
How old is he?
He my brother's age. My little brother's age. My little brother know good and goddamn well. Like, hey. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
but you gotta think that his people listen to
what? Yeah, you're right. So,
but you put your younger brother wrong. You kept it going. Never let it die is what I said, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't let it die. You like, yo, listen, so little brother, you gonna listen to this.
But for our culture, our culture, right?
Our culture right now has been diluted.
It's been diluted, but is that a hindrance? And I'm just asking this question, hear me out real quick. Is there a hindrance? Because again, like you said, you never let it die. Certain people in a culture, they never let certain things die. You bring people up the way that they're supposed to be brought up. So when you got a young Hispanic kid coming out, and there's no knock, you know what I'm saying? But when he's out here, and I've never listened to his music, but you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's a lot of kids that grow up with him, and he's just, nigga this, nigga that, boom, boom, boom. They can always transcend into something else 20 years from now. And that's something I always speak on, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Think about. So for the culture.
I know one of the best Hispanic artists. Shout out Hector Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, man, that's my dog. That's my dog. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know what I mean? Like, it's just what it is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, either you can do this shit or you can't. I fuck with Hector for the way he, you know what I mean, make music. You know what I mean? Like, and he's a Hispanic artist, like, I mean, different shit like that. I mean, like,
I just feel like right now,
for real,
we grew up knowing the founders of hip hop. Hip hop now is taking a whole new lane.
And they know,
you know what I mean? So they're like there was rock at one point. Then there was funk rock. Then there was this type of rock.
It's Hispanic.
So now it's just basically hip hop taking another limb.
Yeah.
We know the roots of it.
You know, old school.
We're the trunk. Now there's been
extensions.
Different limbs of hip hop.
Right? Yeah.
So we just, there's just a difference right now.
So yeah,
it doesn't change it.
Again, it's still surviving, and that's all we can ask for. But you think about how early of an art it is.
Shout out Yandel.
Think about how
much music, bro.
Think about how early of an art hip hop is. And when it came, it's the 80s. You know what I'm saying? You think about R&B and soul and pop and rock, that stuff had been out.
Hip hop is what, 79?
The 80s, yeah. Who'd you rap for? Metal Mel. Like, it's young.
Sugar Hill Gang Records, I mean, put out the first hip hop, I mean, record label. That's where it started, man.
They were
Sugar
like
Hills.
79, 80, yeah, 80 yeah, 78, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mainstream hip hop, 39.
88. Think about it, 88, it was about 85, 88. But we talking mainstream, LL, when Def Jam was dropping.
I mean, but you had people that was rapping before.
Before that, because James Brown was a rapper.
James Brown was a rapper. Muhammad Ali was a rapper.
A vocal. In that category of music, hip hop.
You know what I mean? Like,
but the hip hop, 85. So hip hop is.
James Brown was definitely a rapper.
But I mean,
rappers delight. That's when rapper. You have to start at the first one.
Okay.
Okay. 79. It's 39.
Okay.
10 years older than me.
Yep. 10 years older than me.
So it's basically just expanding right now.
Yeah.
It's still early stage.
Sugar Hill was the first one that
hip hop, baby.
Yeah. Take it.
Growing up with somebody you couldn't stop listening to. A group, it could be Cash Money, No Limit. Who was somebody that you was like, man, I got this. They inspire. I listen to all the damn time. If I ever get stuck in who I need to listen to, I'm gonna go here. Mama, I need to go here and get this CD. Who was it?
50.
50. I was 50 here. I just even listen to it.
To me?
I know I got cussing on it.
You gonna say like, wow. But it was X.
Yeah. X was something. Hey, that was over. Hey, then there was X, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood. Goddamn, hey, you can't go wrong with X. That's a good one. That's a good
now,
one.
Now, my first, I remember my first CD I bought. It was in Mount Airy at Day Mall with my grandma. It was Master P. I had to have her buy it.
Because I had a parental advisory. Yeah. I couldn't listen to the parental advisory, but yeah, I used to have to sneak in.
My grandma didn't know. Get them shits, she didn't know what that meant. She just bought
it. No limit cash money for me.
But when I'm down, the song I go to is Mr. B's.
I started selling dope back in
the day. I don't know why that shit give me
bought a Cadillac and put things on that bitch. R.I.P. to Mr. B's, man.
For me, it was Pac, and then after Pac, it was X.
Yeah.
And then that was like my, you know, yeah. I was going through.
So let me ask you a question about Pac. I seen some shit today on Facebook. Now, I've been kind of saying this throughout my little 20s or whatnot, to kind of follow Pac a little bit. Do you feel like the government killed Pac?
I feel like society killed Pac. If you want to ask me, like, society at the time, like, that killed Pop.
I always said the government killed Pop just because thug life wasn't meant to be what thug life is now. Thug life was more of a black counterpart.
When it's given in that life.
It was going to become
what it was.
Black Panthers all over again.
I'm saying that's what they're trying to be. A positive.
And if you think about it, like, it was going to become that all over again. But
the government turned into the thug shit we see now. You know what I mean? I feel like the base of thug life was empowerment of blacks. You know what I mean? Because we all know Pop has the Black Panther background. You know what I mean? That's just me. I don't know nobody else's opinion about Thug Life and Pop.
That's what it was, man. Like, but we could talk that all day.
All day. But the point of your mama's favorite entertainment is to talk about the entertainment, which we have done. We have talked about the entertainment. We have talked about your influences. We have talked about the culture. We have talked about what motivates you. We've talked about the entertainment, what type of entertainment you do, who, you know what I'm saying, all of that. What, this is one last question, and then, you know what I'm saying, we'll go to your promo and everything, because we're almost out of time. We got 13 minutes left, and that's on top of the other. We still got a little time. I know it's probably go deep. Okay. What is it that will make you feel like you are somebody's mama's favorite entertainer?
What makes you
your mama's favorite entertainer?
When my songs can, like, when a combination of my songs can change 5 different moods.
So you make mama, baby, you gotta listen to him.
I mean, change 5 different moves. Like,
you try to be like Frankie Beverly and Mays.
Because that's where you grew up. That's how you grew up. Yeah. With the old folk. Right? They're peeping their game. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what it is. Your switch up. You got different. You got so many different ranges to where you feel like you can tap into that.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right, man. So we got why he's your favorite. Your mama's favorite. We're going to learn about Eddie. We're going to learn about the new project. We're going to give him the floor for a few seconds. We're going to promo himself. We're going to holler at y'all because, as y'all can see, some chicken that I want to eat.
Still left. We'll eat this chicken. We got to eat this chicken.
Hey, man. Let them know where they can find you. Let them know about the new tape. Just let them know, man. What's up? Hey, where you at?
Spread over London. You can catch me on iTunes. You know what I mean? SoundCloud coming quick. Instagram, Eddie_DeMarco. I mean, catch me on Instagram. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Man, it's your mama's favorite, J-Rob. Spotlight, Eddie. Our boy, Manor. Straight behind the camera. There you go. Hey, man. Keep peace in your life. If you feel like you want to do it, do it. Don't let shit hold you back.
Oh, yeah. I want to do this shit again, boy. Damn, see, that was a good setup. That was a good setup.
The night was the night before, man.
That was a good setup.
Okay,